Welcome to all who have joined us for Section 4. Now you know how to access your records, we begin to go deeper into learning how to explore your Akashic records. By the end of this training, you'll have lots of experience in your records and great ideas of how to continue your exploration. Once again, you'll be hearing the lovely voices of Christy, Jennifer, Valerie, Wendy, Will, and myself, Sandra. We also extend a warm welcome to all of those in independent study who have joined us. Please have your manual available. In our last time together, we completed learning about the five energetics that are built into the method to open, and you had your first taste of accessing and exploring your records. In this section, we'll learn more about the amazing Akashic prayer process called heart integration. Yes, there is more, definitely. And we'll also be investigating what I call our clairs. We'll wrap up by looking at our home joy and then sharing our takeaways. We have a very rich experience with the records waiting for us today, so let's get started, as we always do, by creating our sacred space. So I invite you to place one or both of your hands on your chest and to breathe and relax. Notice the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. And let that lead you into being aware of your physical body, your physical level of being. Relax into your body. Feel where you're sitting. And if you like to join me with my intention to be aware into the cellular level of your body, you can do that. Great. And moving on now, be aware of your emotional level of being. Welcome that part of you. Be aware now of your mental level of being, and be aware and welcome that part of you. And be aware of your spiritual level of being, and welcome that part of you. And now bringing all your expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center. Allow this expanded awareness to ignite your heart light, to expand your heart light, your inner divinity. And even as your heart light is expanding, allow it now to merge with all that is, with the divine. And here we are, all in front of the divine. And that heart light circle is just circling now to the left. So I invite each person live on the call to put your name into our heart light circle by stating "I am" to remind yourself of your inner divinity. I will begin, and Christy and the rest will continue. I am Sandra.
I am Christy.
I am Jennifer.
I am Valerie.
I am Wendy.
I am Will.
I will pause for a moment here so all others present can join us by stating their names and connecting with their inner divinity. I invite you now to silently place yourself in our heart light circle, and also any people for whom you request prayers. I invite you to silently activate your learning intention and place it in our heart light circle if it feels appropriate for you. This intention can be as simple as, I absorb all that is offered to me in this section with grace and ease. And now, if you like, recall the key or support for this Akashic training given to you by your records in our previous section. Take a moment to focus on it, opening to all that it can bring to you now. On behalf of us all, I welcome our personal records, the group's records, the divine, and all highest beings of light who are here, as always, to assist our learning process. We thank them for their guidance and for their assistance. All right. And for whatever reason, I'm going to have a drink of water here, so maybe that would be nice for you, too. Water's always a great way to ground again, just inside after you've been doing some spiritual work. Helps your brain to think more clearly. So if you'd like to follow along, please turn to page 29 in your manuals. I'd like to... Oh, and actually, yes, do turn to page 29, but I think we had a question here from Valerie. So, Valerie, why don't you go ahead and ask your question that you had?
Yes, Sandra, thank you. I'm wondering why we would ever want to close our records, because it seems to me that we are accessing divine wisdom through the records, and it seems that I would want to do that all the time. So, wondering if you can clarify why I would want to open and close them.
Okay, great, great, great. And a few different reasons here. The first one is that in the beginning, while you're acclimating your energy to the records, some people find it very tiring. I was one of those people. I would work in the records for 15 minutes when I first began, and then I wouldn't even be able to get up and walk to my bedroom and have a rest. I would just kind of keel over on the couch and be there for a half an hour, 45 minutes. I was doing a lot of work around clearing fears that I had at that time, and so I think they were just doing a lot of work. So that's why the kind of standard is just open for short periods of time until you get more comfortable and you understand how your body works. The other part of this is we hope that you begin to incorporate the records into your lifestyle. So yes, over time, having them open all day, every day is great. So eventually, I hope that you're all at that place. That being said, one of the really nice things about opening and closing is it refreshes your connection. So let's say you open, once you can have them open for long periods of time, you open in the morning, you have your records present more actively sometimes, on standby sometimes while you're having lunch maybe or something like that, and then go back and reconnect with them through your intention, and then maybe at the end of the day or in the evening or at nighttime, you close your records just to allow yourself to have a rest, and then you can reopen them again. Now, let's say you like to do work at night. You like to do, you know, spiritual work at nighttime. Maybe you want your records open at nighttime. It's up to you and your records to work out what will work the best for you. Does that answer your question, Valerie?
It does. It does. I think I'm still kind of with the question of how the Akashic Records is different than accessing divine wisdom that is always available to me. You know?
Right.
So there's that question that comes up.
It's just a focus. It's just a focus. And yes, it's wonderful to be open to divine wisdom all the time. And I believe the more you work in your records, the more your intuition develops and the more you become attuned to the divine and the more that channel stays open. Once you stay open for long periods of time with your records, it's an extra thing, and energetically, it feels good to close them from time to time and have a little rest. It's not turning off your intuition. It's not turning off your connection to the divine. It's simply closing that particular connection that you have opened up through the Akashic Alliance method to open that requires a certain amount of energy to keep it maintained.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Okay, great. Good questions. Okay, so I would like to begin by refreshing on the 5 steps of heart integration. And yes, they are all in the left-hand column of the table on page 29. But let's see if you can share them without looking at the manual. It's lovely to be able eventually to walk through these 5 steps without looking at them. And I'll just say this, too, that for some reason it took me several months before I could do that. I just found it easier for a long time to read from my copy so I could spend my energy doing it and not having to think about, now what's the next step supposed to be exactly? So use a printed copy for as long as you require it. So for us today, we're going to try to do this or do our best to do this without looking at it just to help as a memory aid so that we can call up these parts and look at it if you need it. So who would like to tell us what step 1 is, and we'll go from there through the rest. Do these easy ones first.
This is Christine. Put your hands on your heart.
Yes, yes. And you can use one or you can use both. If you use one, then you have the other one ready for writing. Because once you open your records, you'll be wanting to be journaling. So, yep, pretty simple. And the next one? Step 2.
Take several full breaths or breathe and relax.
Exactly. And that's a really lovely time to just let everything go. You know, you've been doing whatever you've been doing before you got to do heart integration. So that breathe and relax, step 2, however you say it, is a great way to begin to release, to let go, to let your mind settle down, to move into your heart. So it's not just a mechanical breath in and out. You know, it's a very contemplative breath.
Great.
All right. And step 3 is the big, long one. I can hear some moving around there. So if whoever is doing that, if you wouldn't mind, you could maybe just mute yourself or be a little bit more quiet. Thank you. So step 3. What are we doing in step 3?
We're becoming aware.
Mm.
We're becoming aware of ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we're becoming aware that we are much more than just this physical body named whatever we're called in this lifetime. We're picking up and connecting to all those other levels of being too. So we begin with the physical body because when you can get centered and present and not distracted and in 1,000 pieces, which is all part of that centering process that we do this for sometimes, you are a more powerful person. So we always begin with that physical level of being, then the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and bring all that expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center. And then what does that do? Because it's an expanded awareness. It expands your heart light, your inner divinity. So all of that is amazingly packed into step three. And then it's really easy because step four is something you're always doing anyway. And I think, Valerie, this addresses a little bit for you. But we're just being aware of it this time. So step four, what is step four?
To allow your heart light to merge with all that is.
Yep. And since your heart light is always in that oneness, it's just a really, to me, that's one of the easiest parts. You just allow it. You allow it to something that organically and naturally and everything else it's always doing anyway. And so that's not any challenge at all. And once you realize that you have allowed your heart light to merge, your inner divinity to merge with all that is, with the divine, then of course it's pretty easy to be at number five, where you're right in front of the divine. And then what do we do in number five, step five?
Make our requests or prayers of whatever it is that we'd like to receive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the other part of that is sometimes you can just receive. You don't even have to ask because the divine already knows what you are seeking without you even speaking it. So sometimes you just want to open up and do heart integration to rest there in what I like to say, the welcoming arms of the divine. You can do that. You don't have to make any requests. Of course, if you're going to go on and open your records, well, then you would ask to be centered. That's what we do at that step before we open our records. Well, great. Good. That made it a whole bunch more interesting than me walking you through it all, as I have done already many, many times. So now you're in step five, and you are in front of the divine. So I encourage you to have some name to invoke the divine and a way to know when you have connected. So use the example of if you have a small child, you know, you call them. Hey, George, or whatever his name is, and the little kid will turn around and look at you. So it's nice. We're humans. We have these conventions. So it's nice to have a name to invoke, to call upon the divine. We use the divine because it's a very lovely general term. But if you have something that is sacred and holy to you, a term that you prefer to use, please do so. So once you've called upon this being, have a way to know, and this could be a feeling of expansion, unconditional love or peace. Or you might be more visual, so you're like me, you're aware either of a bright light, perhaps, or a personal representation of what is sacred and holy to you. You might hear the divine speaking to you. Yes. You may just have an inner knowing that you are there in front of the divine and that it hears you. And these things change as you use heart integration. The experiences are not static. There's not a cut and dried cookie cutter approach to this. It is whatever it is each time you do it, even if you do it several times in an hour. Because it is the divine creator that we are talking with, divine source. And so it is not static. If it was, it wouldn't be the divine. You know, I mean, that's, I think the one thing that the divine is not is static. It's just not something that's going to lock down on something and that's it forever and ever. Amen. So enjoy and use your imagination to explore. Once you get into number five, make and feel that connection. Even if at first you feel like you're using your imagination, go ahead and do that. That's okay. And then more things will come to you and you'll find you'll get some surprises and you'll go, oh, well, that's different. I wasn't expecting or looking for that or imagining that or whatever. And that happened. So it helps you to build your connection there. So here you are in front of the divine, and in some way that you are aware of, what do you do next? And so the right-hand column is some clear ideas of what you might like to request. So let's go through these and see if any questions pop up. And Christy, just to make it easy for us, could you please read the first bullet point at the top of that right-hand column, and we'll go alphabetically from there. There just happen to be five sections in this.
I have dogs barking in the background. I apologize. But
okay.
Sometimes it is helpful to focus ourselves when using heart integration with a spontaneous prayer that can be guided by your records. You might like to include...
Okay, and here are the parts. So the first one.
State intention, why you're activating heart integration.
Right. So just speak, knowing that the divine hears you. Hears not only the words you're saying, but hears what is in your heart, what your intention is, what is your deepest part of you that is speaking. I like to do that out loud, personally. I find that it makes it more real for me. Some people like to do all that silently because they can go more deeply into it. Really depends on how you're wired. Try it both ways and see what comes up. Great. Thank you, Jennifer. That next bullet point?
Include all the levels of your being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual.
Yeah, let's say you're requesting... you know, healing. You're in an Akashic session, you're with your records, and you've been getting information about some physical condition that you have. And so it gets to be that time where you go in front of the divine and you ask for, well, what can we do right now to accelerate my personal physical healing? Well, do remember that your emotions play a part in what goes on in your physical body, your thoughts, your mental level of being plays a part, and what's going on with you spiritually, although not always as easy to connect with it, there sometimes can be very much a connection with the spiritual body too. So that's why it's lovely to just say all levels of your being. And you only have to use that physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual terminology until you understand that. And that's pretty easy to get to, so you just... through all levels of my being. And then the next one.
Include all that is known and unknown.
Yay. This one is really fun. And it's one of the really cool things about working with the records and the divine is you absolutely do not have to know every little bit of information, background, whatever, about something. You can just ask that all that is known and none unknown about this be released, cleared, healed, or if you're looking for that, you know, augmentation, acceleration, all that kind of stuff, go for that as well. So it's great to include what is known and unknown. And the last one?
Request this divine action through all times and all dimensions and planes. Be in gratitude, for it is already complete.
Yes. So this is where you bring in a request for the healing or the amplification, whatever it is you're seeking here, that if there is any component from other lifetimes that is affecting you, that it, what you're asking for be through all times as well, past, present, future, right? People do spend time in different dimensions. So you have whole lifetimes in other dimensions, not very physical ones. So that's nice from time to time. Some people relate to that more than others. And if you're really far out there, some people even spend time on planes, which personally I put that in parentheses because I kind of figure if I'm going to include all dimensions, then for me I'm just opening up for healing of in all those nebulous areas that maybe we don't really understand or have real names for. So I use all times and all dimensions. And then that idea of being in gratitude, because it is already complete, is, it's like, I don't even ask anymore. When I go to the divine, I just welcome. I welcome whatever it is that I'm requesting. I don't ask for it anymore, because if I ask, it had that feeling of, well, perhaps it wouldn't be given. But if I welcome the divine to do whatever, then I feel it is much more, that I understand much better, that even as I'm welcoming the divine to do this, whatever it is already happening. Makes it more powerful. Okay, so, terrific. Well, before we go on, I just want to make a little mention here that years ago, before we had received heart integration, I asked my records for a very simple way to describe my approach to exploring the records. And I received a formula from my records, too, which was kind of cool. And the formula is I, which capital letters here, I plus the plus sign, DDA equal sign T. And what that really meant was information, that's the I, plus divine direct action, that's the DDA, equals transformation. Because I was looking for a way to communicate that being in the records was much more than just getting information, but that you could actually get that divine direct action that would create the transformation that you were there for really in the first place. And so I just thought this was really cool. So I love that little simple formula, and I have found it is a very useful way to explain what I do in the records. And just recently, I realized something new about it. My records were clearly already steering me in the direction of heart integration, an Akashic process that places me directly in front of the divine. We didn't have it when I asked for this way to describe how I work in the records. And so now it is so easy for me to request and receive that DDA, that divine direct action that I am seeking, because I use heart integration a lot of the times to do that. So I'm bringing this up because the records will continue to teach you if you're open to learn more once this training is complete. There is much, much more. We are going to give you everything you need to begin, and then your records will become your teacher. So, hallelujah. That's great. All righty. So let's go on to this funny thing that happened after we had been working with heart integration for a while. It uses this term heart light, and the term heart light is also in the Method to Open, you may remember. And all of a sudden, I just went, well, what do we really mean by heart light? So I sent a little email out to Shonda and to Nancy, and Nancy happened to just open her records up, as she is wont to do, which I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I didn't. I just thought to ask them. And she sent me what is here on page 30. And so I want to share this definition with you, but I also want to highlight how important it is not to make assumptions, not to just assume that you know what something means. Because when she gave me this definition of heart light from the records, I was just really tickled with it, and it expanded my concept of what we were really dealing with here. So it's great to ask your records to define terms for you, especially those that are very important. You know, if you're working with some particular thing, it's great just ask your records for a definition of that term. You may very well be quite surprised and delighted. So I couldn't work out any better way than just reading these first three paragraphs of the definition of heart light. So we'll just do those first three. So I'll begin with Christy, if you don't mind. Again, you get that big long one. And then I'm going to talk about this example at the bottom and the focus shift. So Christy, are your dogs being kind?
They are.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
Heart-mind is our individualized aspect of divinity. It is our inner divinity. So when you open your heart center, you connect with your inner divinity. When you open your crown center, and sense the light rising to the highest level of union with all that is, you are connecting to your inner divinity with the rest of the divine. Therefore, if your heart light is clearing something, then the divine is clearing something. It is the same thing.
Great. Thank you. I think that is very self-explanatory. The next paragraph.
Heart integration ignites our sacred heart, our divine heart. And from a practical perspective, when we believe we have ignited our sacred or divine heart, it is easier to believe the light of the divine can clear things or bring things in. It is also easier for us to believe that we are channels, beings of divine light.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It changes our identities and how we see our lives and what we can be and do. The divine is clearing through us. Divine energy is clearing you by flowing through you for whatever you have asked it to clear or release.
Yeah, so that's what, when we talk about that heart light, it is that inner divinity for me. And that's why I use that word a lot, too. So she gave me this example here of, because she does feel the energy in malls, and it isn't always a pleasant energy. It's often a discordant or a negative energy for her. And so this one was really appropriate for her, that the divine clears the negative energy at the mall because you ask for divine energy to flow through you and clear any negative energy you may sense at the mall. And then what I got as a little bit of a focus shift is that instead of clearing when you're at the mall, if it's feeling not good to you, you could ask the divine to raise the vibration. So instead of clearing negative stuff, you can just focus on having the divine lift that vibration in the mall. So it depends on which way you want to work it. You've got two choices there. So does anybody have any questions about what heart light means?
Okay. No questions.
Good, good, good. She did a great job there. That's great. Well, let's keep going because we do have lots of yummy things to do today. So our next thing to do is this our first integration process for today. It's the third one that you will have done. This is accessing your records. So it's found on page 31 of your manual, and it lays out one way you can use heart integration when you're in your records to clear or expand an issue. There are unlimited ways to use heart integration, and with your records to assist you, well, you use heart integration with your records to assist you to clear or expand an area. This is just one. Okay, and they'll show you other ones, so I have no doubts about that. We just wanted to give you one way that you can do things. And if you note that we'll be opening your records privately this time, not as a group, as we did before where Jennifer and I were both reading. So you can all relax into doing this. So if you're live on the call, I'll put you on mute in a little bit when we begin to ensure your privacy so you can read aloud and complete the energetics comfortably at your own pace. Remember, accessing always begins with starting with heart integration to center. And I'd like, before we begin, for you to make a little edit for me in your manual. It's on page 31, that third bullet point, towards the end of the first sentence, if you could please change the word release to expand. So it's clear or expand. Great. And if it's not already corrected in your manuals, which for those in independent study, it will be. Thank you. So notice that this integration process offers you two opportunities. The first choice is to focus on clearing and releasing, and your second choice is to expand what the records have invited you to explore. So this is pretty neat. When you're complete, press star 6 and state just your first name, because this time I'm going to have muted you, so you need to press star 6 to get back in. And I will acknowledge hearing you by saying thank you, and then I'll know when everyone is complete and we can continue. So those in independent study, please join us in this integration process. When you're complete, please leave your records open for discussion time so your records have the opportunity to bring more to you if that's right for you. So does anybody have any questions about what we're doing? Ah, that beautiful sound of silence. All right. So let's aim for all of us to be back before 10 minutes. This is a pretty short one here. So note the time, and I will now put you all on mute. So just gathering those last impressions, those last ideas, making your final notes for this integration process. When you're complete, press star 6, state your name.
Jennifer.
Thank you.
Will.
Wendy?
Christy? Yes.
Okay, apparently it didn't work the first time I said it.
Oh, okay. Great, good. Great, thanks. We just find you eventually. It's okay. It's all good. All right, so using heart integration to clear or expand. How did this go? Could we have like maybe two people share? And this is a great time to ask questions if you have questions too, or you can share about the experience. It's kind of a quiet space here. All right.
I'll go ahead and share. This is Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. And one is to, you know, if nobody else wants to, that's okay. Wendy, go ahead.
Well, I chose to work with clearing. Basically, I guess just from this past week, I felt like I wasn't surprised when I asked what it was that to be cleared, because I decided to ask. And doubt came through, some self-doubt still, I think. And perhaps because maybe I think we're going to talk more about it, but it feels like such a natural conversation with me of what I'm used to with working with my intuition. So I think I still have this feeling, well, that's my intuition talking, that's not the record. So I wanted to work with that. And very interesting to me that when I did the working with the heart integration, and this has happened to me before, my heart, with my hand on my heart, I literally, it's like my heartbeat becomes strong and pronounced, and I can feel it as if it's just really pushing into my hand almost. There's a definite visceral feeling of strength in the heartbeat and pulsing throughout my body. And I also feel that that's something of a gift to me, because it just feels more real to me when I can feel it in my body, what's happening.
Yes, excellent. And how lovely that your body does that. That, you know, the divine knows that that would be something good for you. Because frankly, I've never experienced that myself. And doesn't mean that, you know, it's just the way I'm wired for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is much more visual. And so I think that's great, and I really thank you for sharing that if you're more feeling, perhaps you would be more connected with your hand there on the center of your chest to your heartbeat. I think that's great. And then feeling it throughout your body. Wonderful. Wonderful. So one of the things that I would just like to mention is, you know, this distinction between your intuition, if you've been very active using your intuition for many years and now working with the records, is it's all, for me, it's about intention. And so if you intend to use your intuition, Wendy, then you're intending to use your intuition. And you wouldn't do the method to open, you wouldn't do heart integration perhaps. But if you do those two steps, heart integration and then the method to open, and throughout that you're intending and stating that you're connecting with your records, then that is your intention and that is where your focus and what you focus on, of course, is what grows.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. But this is something with practice. I mean, it is something that it is, we all go through this. I mean, it'll come up and peak at the oddest times. And then it's like, okay, no, I really know I'm doing this. And so it is a continual, I feel personally, personal evolution for you as a human being in self-trust, self-worth, self-confidence, self-acceptance, self-valuing, all those self things. It is, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, but, I'm so glad that you spoke up. I really appreciate you sharing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, let's continue by closing our records by stating out loud together with gratitude and love. Thank you. Amen. And I didn't hear anybody, so I hope you all did that. You probably got yourselves all back on mute again, which is fine, too. All righty. So let's read through these reasons to use heart integration that are on page 32. Part of the work that we did as we were receiving this information from the records was once we got it, you know, how to do it, the different steps and things, was, well, why would we want to use heart integration? So this was just really interesting. I always love to refresh for myself all that heart integration can help you to do. So again, Christy, can you start us off, please?
Sure.
And we'll just read through. I love how there seems to be so many fives of things here. So it's like everybody gets a chance to read. It's great.
Number one. Enables you to center yourself in preparation for opening your Akashic records or at any other time.
Yeah, that's our, you know, our basic default with it. And number two?
Number two, ignites your heart energy to clear energies, beliefs, and other obstacles to holding the truth and other forms of light you seek in the moment.
Yes. And the third one?
Clearing and releasing with divine direct action any known or unknown challenges, detrimental emotions, outdated vows, beliefs or fears, or anything else that is no longer serving your highest good from other lives, your ancestors, and or your current lifetime.
Oh, wowzers. You know, put a big star by that one. And if you ever don't know what you can do in the records and what heart integration can help you through, if that's the appropriate way to move through something, there's just a whole list here of what you can do. So you can go in and ask just one of those. What outdated vow could I release now that is really not serving my highest good anymore? What is it? And how do I get rid of it? And what one could I replace it with, that would be more appropriate for the highest expression of my soul at this time. And there you go. A whole nice exploration in your records. And it picks up here too that you're highlighting it could come from other lives, your ancestors, and or your current lifetime. Please always remember when you're looking at current lifetime and you get current lifetime and you're asking for that focus, well, either how old was I? One of the things that's a great thing to ask also is this happen in this current lifetime in utero, so in those 9 months that you were growing inside your mother's womb, you know, from conception to birth, in other words, or is it from birth onwards up until however old you are now? And you can just ask the records, and they will let you know, just be open, and they'll let you know where that is. So that's a big one there, number three. Number four, we move into more fun.
Number four, connects you to higher energies, information, beliefs, and perspectives so that you can bring them in and integrate them with yourself and your record.
Yay, yay. And so I just keep getting from the records over and over and over again. For people that have done a lot of inner work, you can still find more things to release and heal, clear, that kind of stuff. But if you really want to accelerate your soul growth, the records invite you to move into finding those higher energies, that higher information and beliefs and perspectives, so that you can accelerate your soul growth. It's amplify and augment and improve and achieve and, you know, where your success is so you can build on them, all that kind of idea. And the last one, Will?
Remember, you do not have to be in your records to use heart integration.
And you absolutely do not. It is always, for me, more powerful with the records. But it is also, if you're out driving or you get flustered or, you know, just something discombobulates you, so to speak, in your normal day, and you don't happen to have your records open, just do heart integration and ask in that step five to either know what you're supposed to do or say or go or turn or please integrate me, get me back in my body, whatever you feel is appropriate there. Okay? But for deep work, I would always recommend using heart integration in conjunction with your records. Alrighty. And part of the things that we found out as we were working with this whole new concept years ago, and this took us a while, and I couldn't believe that it took us a while to see this after we got the name. It took us even a while to get the name. What would the name be of this so that we could actually get to that part in the records? And we did get heart integration and was, yes, that is the name. Fantastic. And it was a while after that we worked out that the initials for heart integration are HI. So you go to the divine, you say HI. And doing heart integration takes you higher. So it gets you high. So you're like, HI. Oh, isn't that interesting? So these funny little things come when you look more deeply into things. There is a reason for everything. We found with the records. There is not a casual thing, but there are deep reasons. And so if you're open or you ask, they'll bring you what's behind things as you work in your own records. So I always get a tickle out of that and say hi to the divine. Alrighty. This last little bottom of this page is a list of statements that we received from the records that clearly show you when you experience these emotions are not coming from your records. So just how they're pretty easy to read through quickly here. We're not going to read them out loud. Have a read and see if there's any questions about these. Does anybody need any more time?
No.
No? Okay, with, I don't know if you're done or not unless you let me know. Okay, so there is a story behind this, like every other thing in our manuals here almost, that the three of us had been working together, Shonda, Nancy, and I, and I don't even remember what we were working on at that point, but we were actually in person, one of the few times that we've been in the initial stages of pulling this material together, that we were actually physically present with each other. And we did experience being nervous and anxious and irritable and misunderstood and fearful and controlling and responsible, distressing and hurt, and we were fixed. We weren't flexible, and we were certainly not peaceful. And so we had a little meltdown together in the records. And so when we came back to work again the next day, we asked the records what we could do about that, and we didn't want to ever do that again. And this is what one of us received, this kind of little poem here. And it really hammered home to us that when you start feeling these kind of things, that you have gotten, it's time to reset your connection to your records. So you just close them and then reopen them. And my very strong recommendation would be to just go right back to whatever it was you were exploring, because there is something very important for you there, and it just kind of blew all your fuses, so to speak. So you just close the records down and open them up again, and you'll just be amazed, I'm sure, just like we are. We went on to a much stronger basis of working together after we had that little meltdown. So it was one of the blessings that came to us. So fun things there. So here's some extra ideas I want to mention that are not in your manual. The first one is additional ways that you can receive from your records. So Nancy is really good about receiving messages from nature. She's very connected when she's in the records to what's going on outside her windows, on her deck. That's how she works in the records. She's looking outwards. And so she has all these amazing things that happen, even though she lives right downtown in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's had hawks and several times, an owl one time come to visit, numerous cardinals. They seem to be very, very, common. Hummingbirds, things like that. And so she has a connection with nature in that way through her records. So if you happen to be connected that way, please, you know, start to notice what's going on around you. My way I do it is I am more inward focused when I'm in the records, and I have lots of oriental rugs. They're very patterned in my home, and one is right here in front of where I usually do my work, and I'll just find all of a sudden that I'm just a little part of the rug that I'm tracing that pattern, and then I'm aware from the records of what that particular piece of that pattern means. It becomes a symbol, and what that means for either myself or my client, depending on what I'm doing. So it's like, it's an odd thing. I just notice all of a sudden I'm really looking at some piece of that rug again. And this time what it's saying to me is whatever it is. So look around you. Notice as you're spending time in your records how you do receive. And different days is going to be different. Some people tone. They will be prompted to tone, make very strong sounds. They can be sometimes beautiful sounds, sometimes very discordant sounds. They can be very loud, they can be very soft, and that's how they find they're guided to do clearing or just connect or shift energy or whatever they're doing. Sometimes you can get guided to go pick up a certain book, or you know, perhaps you have a deck of cards that are very beloved to you that you use or have used in the past, and you might be guided to just pull a card, and then the records will explain to you how what you've just been working on connects with that card. So just a whole bunch of different ways and many more than what I've shared here. So always let your records guide you, and I invite you to be aware, alert, and participatory channels. Be awake. You know, don't just be, I'm writing down what they say. You know, be aware, alert, and awake. Alrighty. And another a little idea here are some additional ways to record or to journal what you receive from your records. Some people draw. I do have one lady right now who is an artist. She just came through this spring, and she is really enjoying, it was one of her intentions, to take her records into her studio and paint with them. She had no idea what that would be like, but she begins even with mixing her paints as directed by her records after she's opened them, and then where and how to apply them, which colors where, what designs on her canvas. And she reported back to us the first time that she did that was a few days after we had completed this training. And she said that it was just an amazing experience. She made something that was very different than how she normally works when she paints, and she was very, very pleased with what she had done. So if you are not a painter, but you'd like to try out something just really creative, give it a go. You can sketch, you can paint, you can do anything you like, finger paint, watercolor, whatever. Just another creative way to record what you receive, especially good when you're working through emotions, I would believe. Mind mapping is a visual way to connect many various ideas or aspects together. If you don't know about this, you can look this up on the internet if you'd like to know more. You can spend whole weekends doing mind mapping courses. So I just wanted to, if you know what that is, you might like to play with that a little bit with your records. Some people, once you're more comfortable with moving about with your records open, some people find that expressing what they receive from their records in movement or dance is a wonderful way for them. These are people that are often experienced in some kind of dance or comfortable moving around when they're in an altered state. So that's kind of maybe more an advanced thing, but I wanted to let you know. And again, there's just, I would imagine, heaps more ways to record what you receive from your records, so just let your records guide you. And to wrap this up, I have a little Akashic tip here that didn't end up in your manuals, and this one is trust in the face of no evidence. I have a feeling that that's probably some famous quote from somewhere, but I love that one. All righty. So let's go ahead now and begin to explore your clairs, your extrasensory senses. When you're accessing and exploring your records, you have a marvelous opportunity to do much more than only connect with your records. You're also opening yourself to experience more of who you are. So what do I mean by that? In our normal world, we use our regular five senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. And we also use our sixth sense, that's the knowing. So when you enter your records, you're invited to step into all your senses in a very expanded way, consciously being open to use all of them in ways you may not previously have been aware. Through being open to receive from your records, you will gradually discover that you do have the ability to see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and know in entirely new ways. You have probably heard of the term clairvoyance. That's the first one we're going to look at, and which is seeing what's not visible to the human eye. The French prefix clair, C-L-A-I-R, means clear, clearly, or light. So when you're being clairvoyant, you know, clear seeing, all it means is that you're seeing more clearly than you can through your normal vision. So let's explore these extrasensory abilities that we all have. If you've been told you only have one of these, one gift, let me assure you that is not true. So just let go of that belief. We do have them all. Yes, you're probably more aware of one or two of them, but they get amplified when you work in the records. So you'll find this information on pages 32 and 33 if you'd like to follow along. And instead of reading more, I thought it'd be really fun, because I know we have some amazing people here, to see if they can share with us. And I'll share a little bit, too, where I have good connections with this. And we'll begin with clairvoyance. So if you feel you're very clairvoyant, how would you describe this as you experience it? I mean, we have a definition here. Who knows that they see things that are not really seen with the human eye?
This is Christy.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Christy.
Sometimes I can see energy fields. And sometimes, I'm trying to find the right word, like geometric shapes.
Symbols. Uh-huh.
Symbols, that sort of thing.
Wonderful. And can you amplify for people that maybe have never thought of this before, that when you're perhaps seeing these energy fields or seeing these symbols, how do you see them?
It used to be only with my eyes closed,
uh-huh.
But now, if I'm in a meditative state, I can do it with my eyes open.
Yeah.
And for
yeah.
me, most of the time, it's like almost like TV static, but rainbow color, and I can see through it, but I see like the negative space a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially if I'm outside in the sun, if I face towards the sun, and with my eyes closed, then I start seeing like the geometric
uh-huh.
pictures and things.
Right. Oh, great. Good. I'm very visual, so I'm going to share my little story with this so you get another perspective, because I don't see energy, so I'm really intrigued, but I do see symbols. So I didn't even know, I must be more aware, and perhaps I am seeing energy, but I just wasn't aware that I was doing that. Sometimes awareness is the whole key, and intention is huge. So I'm going to open myself up right now that I can also see energy more easily. So after I'd been working in my records for a little while, I began to realize from time to time that I have what I now call my visual screen that I become aware of. It doesn't happen all the time. It's a bit like a TV screen in front of myself. It's not inside. It's inside, but it always feels like it's in front of me. And my eyes can be open or I can close them. Christy, yes, I appreciate that it's easier in the beginning to have them closed, but as you get more comfortable with being clairvoyant, you can also have your eyes open. So whatever you need that helps you to focus better is a great place to begin. So this visual screen, this concept of a visual screen, I've found is a great place to place things. Like I have a symbol for other lifetimes that will appear always in the top left corner of this visual screen. So as I'm working with some issue, all of a sudden I become aware, oh, my symbol for other lifetimes involved has just shown up here. I'm just aware of that. Once I've released those lifetimes with the assistance of the divine direct action that is ideal for them and for me that I've requested, then I can check back into my visual screen again and see if they're all gone, or perhaps if a few are still left that require extra attention. So that's been a real handy thing for me. So visual stuff is whatever it is. It's just you're perceiving it like you're seeing it. Okay, so let's go on with clairsentience. And this one has a whole lot of different aspects to it, because this is feeling what is not physical. You may be already aware of all of them, or only one or two might be active for you. So if you aren't aware of all these, but you are very clairsentient, then, you know, do like I just did and be open now to experience these other ways of being clairsentient. So who's already had some experience with this, Claire? I think we have some good feelers.
Well, this is Wendy. I'm sure that I work with this, and at times it might cross over to, I guess, what's being called claircognizance here.
Mm-hmm.
With just things that seem to drop in. You know, if I'm working with Reiki and touching someone, and then it's like there'll be something of a movie, but things will just drop into my, I sometimes I call it feeling knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a little bit stronger if I am touching the person, if I'm working like that.
Okay.
Sometimes if I'm not with them, I'm doing a distance session, and I guess it's setting the intention that I know the information is going to be there, then the information seems to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great example. Yeah. And I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you doing?
I was just going to say that and the funniest things can come from out of the blue. So I think to myself, well, I know I'm not making this up. It'll just be something that's so out there that just drops right in.
And then you just know it. And I thank you too, Wendy, for bringing up that you can have blends, because I do have that seeing feeling blend.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be the seeing knowing blend as well too. So, you know, these are not necessarily distinct. As you get more aware of what you're doing, you notice more and more of them are really coming in. And they just have this wonderful, graceful shifting, back and forth and in between. So, they're just really, fun, I think, to be aware. And for a little while, if you like, you can actually note that I use my language like I see this, or I feel this, or I know this, or I hear this. And then I can see, because I'm reading my journal, I can see how I'm receiving the information. So that's a really fun thing, because when you say you see, I see, dun, 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 and then you're describing it, of course you're anchoring it in, you're making it more real for yourself, because that way it helps you to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good. Or I feel. And what are you feeling? Well, I'm feeling this here, and it feels like this emotion or whatever. So great. Fabulous. Clairsentience, the ability to feel things. Okay. Clairaudience, one of my favorites in the records, even though I never knew I was clairaudient before I opened the first time. Who is really good clairaudience? Is there anybody that really likes...
Hey, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer, yay!
I was just going to throw in there, I have not typically been clairaudient. I tend to be more clairsentient and claircognizant, but have worked to develop both clairvoyance, and the first time I really experienced clairaudience was the first time when I started opening and working in my records, and it was really interesting to hear you say the same thing about your experience in working in the record, and that I wondered if it would be true with this method as well, and it is in fact true. I get my information from the records audibly.
Yeah, I often feel like I'm just taking dictation. You know, I'm just writing as fast as I can. It's just like, I call it real-time translation. If you've ever had the opportunity to watch somebody speaking in a language that you don't know and somebody's translating it into English or your native tongue, and they're doing it at the same time. They know that person so well, and that person has worked with the translator for so long that they're a team together, and it's called real-time translation. And the person speaks in the foreign language, the person translates, and it's happening almost without pause, that you receive what they just said. And so that, for me, is a lot what it feels like in the records. I'm doing real-time translation. So, yeah, it's fun, isn't it? It's a very fast, quick, easy. You don't have to work out, well, what am I feeling? I'm feeling something here. Let's describe it. You don't have to describe what you see and then work out, well, what does that mean? You get this real, just direct, you know, sentences or words or whatever it is that you're receiving from your records. So do not discount this and think this is you talking to you in your head, even if it sounds exactly like you. My records and other people's records speak to me exactly in my voice. So I just step aside from that and just start writing or start speaking, whichever it is that I need to be doing at the moment. Again,
Sandra?
Your intention. Yes, Valerie.
Yes, I've had this experience at times when I've been, like, in the depths of despair, calling out to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hear a male voice actually give me some divine wisdom or a directive. That's really clear, and it's kind of like, I know that I must not ignore this.
Yes. So you have that clairaudience and the claircognizance. You hear it and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hear
yes.
it knowing. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. And I know you love music
mm-hmm.
and stuff too. So often people that are very musical, either singing or playing an instrument or listening to music a lot, if you have music on in your home a lot, you are directed to receiving through sound. And so you may find it very easy then in your records to receive audible, you know, sound from your records.
Right, and I've often wondered who is that speaking to me.
Oh, good.
You know?
Now you can ask. You can go in your records and ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be good to know. I've been curious about that.
Yeah. Well, that would be great. I encourage you to do that.
Because I do get a lot of messages in my mind that, you know, I could, you know, write furiously like you're saying, things seem to be coming true, but when I get that male voice, it seems really different.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could, if you know, once you find out who that is and you feel comfortable receiving information from that male voice, we'll just call it that at the moment, then you can actually open your records and ask to connect with that inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You can do anything. I mean, it's amazing what you can do in your records. You just have more power, more focus, more concentration. You're doing it deliberately with intention. You're not wondering if maybe, perhaps, somehow, if I twirl around the right number of times and sit in the exact right position, that maybe, perhaps, that voice that I would really love to hear again may speak to me. You can go in your records, and once you're assured that it is a voice you want to listen to, which it sounds like it is, but I would just double-check there, that then you can ask, you know, please bring that, have a name or whatever, bring that. I would love to communicate here.
Mm-hmm.
What does it
have to
share? Fun.
So could I just have a clarification of the question?
Yes,
this
Wendy.
Is Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So quite often, and I guess intention there again, so working with my records, if I'm sitting and I have written down or spoken either one out loud a question, and I begin writing because I feel an impetus and I can hear the first couple of words, but I say here and yet it doesn't so much seem like a sound in my ear but there are words forming, and so I know to write it down, and I guess I'm not sure if I would actually call that clairaudience, only in that it may be a softer distinction. It just seems like such a soft kind of a soft voice, and yet occasionally, for instance, once when I needed to be going to catch a plane, and I think I had slept through the alarm, I literally heard, I believe it was my, it sounded like my father's voice shouting, who has passed away, shouting in my ear, my name, and it, I jerked up, jumped out of bed just in time to grab the suitcase and run. So to me that seemed, you know, sometimes and the other day I had that, last week I did have the definite voice that seems like a voice in my ear. So is there a distinction there or pretty much the same? It's just that the tone or the, might just seem a little bit softer sometimes?
It can be very soft. It doesn't have to be loud. It depends on how it works with you. And I'm really glad you brought this up because I think what you're highlighting is that all of these clairs work with you and your intention. So when you're being intuitive, sorry, not your intention, your intuition. So when you're being very intuitive in the past, that's what you could do, right? Before you learn to access your records and be more focused and directed with this, that you could experience, all these different clairs through your intuition. So this happens. I've had those things not in my records. You know, definite times where I heard a voice going, do this now. I was like, all right. And then it was good that I did because really good things happen. So I'm sure many of us have those kind of experiences. So what happens when you open your records is simply you get to be more present with all of this going on within yourself. You get to open to it. That's why I said it's such a great self-discovery tool. You find out things about yourself and more about yourself and who you are and what you are. Just amazing. Amazing. So the clairs are sure. The clairs are helpful when you're working in the record. So be aware of them. Be open to them. You can set a simple intention just right now that, wow, the next time you open your Akashic Records, I intend with every fiber of my being to be open on all my clairs. So let's go through the last few of them here. And clairalience and clairgustation. I had to look up these words. I didn't even know. You know, tasting or smelling something is clairalience. Smelling something that's not, you know, there's no scent there physically in the room, but all of a sudden you smell roses or you smell something else, maybe something good, maybe something bad. That's clairalience. And clairgustation is when you actually have a taste in your mouth of something that tastes good or something that tastes bad. And these are not quite so common. And nevertheless, I always still ask for them. I've had a few experiences of them. They're always interesting. And because I'm always doing my best to expand my ability in all my clairs, when I set up, I'm always asking that, you know, gee, it'd be really great. I don't do this every time, but if I really like to focus on one of them, it'd be really great today if there was some way to have clairgustation be part of working in my records. I would really love that. So please bring that to my attention if that's appropriate for me at this time. And the last one, that claircognizance, we've already touched on. This is the one that sometimes people discount because you're not actually seeing, oh, you know, I see this scene in front of me and I'm walking along this pathway and there's bushes on the left-hand side and there's some trees on the right-hand side and I'm seeing all this, right? It's very nice. Or I'm feeling just such inner peace and you really feel that. So it's very distinct. Or you hear those words, darling, beloved, we are here for you. Or whatever it is. Those were the things when I would get endearments, I would hear those kind of things from my records. Those were the ones that were at first the hardest for me to accept because I wasn't used to that kind of thing. And it would often bring tears to my eyes. So please do not discount if you hear endearments from your records. They are very loving and very supportive of you. But with claircognizance, You just know. You don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't hear it, you don't taste it or smell it. Just suddenly you just know. And sometimes it'll be a whole bunch of knowing. Like, oh, you just realized some body of information came into you and you don't even know exactly what it is yet. So then you might ask some questions. Well, what was that? What was that about? What can I understand about that right now? What would be helpful for me to know about that? Could you please open that capsule up? Sometimes we call these downloads. And they're possible in the records too. So a claircognizance is just as valuable, some people even say more valuable than the other clairs. So when you know something, all of a sudden, when you're in your records, write it down. And if you want to make that clarity, you can say, I am knowing that, la 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 la, and then write down what you're knowing. Okay, alrighty. Any questions about your clairs? Any of this talk opened up someone to realizing, oh yeah, I do that clair, and this is how I do it.
This is Christy.
Uh-huh.
I've realized I actually have all of them except the taste.
Yay, good. Good. I think that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. I am sure there'll be many people now that you've been more aware. The next time you go in your records, you'll just be more attuned to how you're receiving what it is that you're writing down. And truly, oftentimes it is a mix, a melange of several of them. And they just move in and out where they're appropriate, where the records can most clearly bring you whatever it is you're seeking. So sometimes it's through feeling it. Sometimes it's through seeing something. Sometimes it's just doing that real-time translation, taking the dictation, and then you go back and you read it afterwards and see what you've written. Sometimes it's that knowing something and writing that down. So, great. Anybody else? Any other questions?
Oh, this is Valerie.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say that clairsentience is a real common thing that I use in my work. And I didn't really call it that, but, you know, it's kind of quite easy for me to feel what others are feeling and support them in hearing that. And
And I think you feel a lot through your body, too, don't you? When you move your body, I know you do the Art of Feminine Presence,
mm-hmm.
which involves a particular type of movement, meditation movement. And having been with you in your classes, I notice you feel things. Your body will just move because that energy moves through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would say you're probably very highly clairsentient.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for more of it coming through to you in different ways, because there's lots of different ways to experience that particular clair, that feeling, clair feeling. Great. Good.
Thank
Wonderful
you.
Comments here. Anybody else? Okay. Great. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you have a lot more ideas now of how you might be receiving information from your records. So, on page 35 is an integration process called opening to more self-trust. And this, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes for this. So why don't we begin it at least? The purpose of this process is to use heart integration in three different ways. So we're going back into heart integration here. We've explored clairs, so we know how we can do more with heart integration in the records. So there's three different specific ways that heart integration is set up to work. So you can call upon these. One is for clarity, one is to release or heal, or anything clear, anything in that vein. And the third one is to activate. So once you get to the good stuff, you know, your new intention, your new vow or belief or new emotion that you would like the divine to download, to gift to you, you can ask in heart integration, how can the divine activate that within you? So we'll be opening privately once again, so I'll mute you all before we begin. And we'll just do 10 minutes. So I will actually call you back, and wherever you are, this was one of the homework or one of the home joy integration processes to do. You get to go back here again. So just don't race through it. Just do what you can do, and you can continue later on. Does anybody have any questions? All right. So I'm going to mute you all, and I will get you, call you back, let you know when it's been 10 minutes. Thanks. So our 10 minutes is up. So if you can just gather that last thought there, impression, feeling, seeing, knowing, and jot that down. And then press star 6 and state your name so I'll know you're back and we can continue. And are you there? Hello? I'm not sure here if I've gotten disconnected from you or... You need to press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Valerie. Great, thank you.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Oh, you've all been there and I haven't been there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry about that. I couldn't hear any of you, so I just pressed star 5 again and there was Valerie. Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad.
You needed to unmute. You needed to unmute before we could get in.
Oh, okay. Well, good. That didn't happen before, so anyway. Well, so there was your first time of being in several different parts here in one of these integration processes. They love to give you to integrate everything that you've just been learning. You can see why they call them integration processes now for sure, I'm sure. And did anybody get through it? All 8? No. Okay, great. So what I suggest is that when you go to do this for your home joy, that you can start, open your records, you know, begin with heart integration, open your records, and then read that first question there, read whatever you got to it, and then see whether your records bring any more. So start at the beginning of it to work your way into it, and then complete whatever it is that you didn't get to finish. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sandra?
Yes?
It's Valerie.
Yes.
So, on number 1, I got that, you know, what aspect is now ready for higher activation, and what came to me was patience.
Was what?
Patience.
Patience. Uh-huh.
Right. And so... I never really got beyond that, so I wasn't too sure what I was supposed to do with that.
Okay, so good. Thank you. So what you would do, you got that, the aspect of opening to more self-trust that you could, you know, have higher activation on is patience, which is just a great aspect of opening to more self-trust. I think you did really, really well with that. So then, now that you've got that little piece, you request your records to assist you. So it just kind of, I just read these things. Intend to connect now. So you would connect with patience or lack of patience, whichever way it's going to go, because that's your aspect of opening to more self-trust, and request the assistance of your records to connect with that. And then reconnecting with heart integration, you can receive, ask to receive more clarity. Well, how does, you know, you're up there in front of the divine, and, you know, how does this aspect of patience connect to opening to more self-trust? Is it about more patience, or is it about lack of patience? How does this work for me? And then write down anything you understand, you receive.
So, Sandra, just to clarify, when I reconnect with heart integration, I guess I'm not too clear on what that means exactly. Is there a certain step in all of those?
So you do however much you need of it. With more practice, it gets less. So what I would do, and what I often find when I know I need to go back into heart integration, is my hand just goes to my heart. And I realize, oh, it's time to do heart integration. So I connect with my physical level of being just in a moment. You know, it's no long thing. Emotional, mental, spiritual, I always seem to take longer for me on my physical level of being. Connect all those levels of being, bring that expanded awareness of who I am and what I am back to my heart center, allow my heart light to merge with all that is. Oh, and here I am in front of the divine. Now you have your conversation with the divine. I understand that my aspect that's ready for higher activation, that's related to opening to more self-trust, is patience. So bring me more clarity about that. I'd like to understand more about that. And then you write it down. Whatever you receive. However you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So each time, then when you go, number three, do you feel more aware of how or when or where it's easy or challenging to open to more self-trust now? So that's just a question. It's just a check back for you. So when your patience, do you understand where it's easy or challenging for you about that word, patience, connected to self-trust? So you can describe how it's clearer to you. In either one of those, you can write down what you've gotten there for clarity. And then you go into it and you ask about how does patience, you know, what am I ready to complete? How am I ready to allow trusting myself to serve the highest good through me? So you ask your records these questions to create your own. You just do that. And then when you're ready, you go to heart integration, so you go back all through five steps again and ask the divine to release anything that could hinder you from opening to more self-trust, especially around the area of patience. So you would just read what it says here to the divine. Makes it easy for you. And then you add more notes if it's appropriate about what was released and how. And then you go into number six, which is integrating your acting and aligning it with greater self-trust and aligning it with divine unconditional love. So you just request that of your records. What's in bold there, you read that to your records. Be open to their guidance on how this is accomplished. Then number eight, number seven is another question for your records. That bold part, you write down what you get. And then in eight, you go back to heart integration, all five steps. Abbreviated, if it feels comfortable, going through the whole thing in detail. If you want more, you feel you need that. And that time you're getting in front of the divine to ask to the divine to activate your new way of living, assisted by acting with greater self-trust. And then see how you feel. And write that down.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Great.
Having you walk me through that.
Good. I wish we had done that before, but at least we've done it now. So thank you for your question.
You're welcome.
That was great. Well, I have a little bit more that I'd hope to do. There's this wonderful heart integration symbol, but I will begin with that the next time we come together. So don't worry, we will get you everything that is here. So for our wrap-up, does anybody else have any questions about that integration process? Nope? Okay. Great. Well, just speak up. If ever I don't ask you, you know there's always time for your questions. So the Home Joy is on page 36, and you'll see that you have an invitation as part of your Home Joy to revisit both the integration processes that we explored today to help you to go deeper into all the material presented in this section. So I really encourage you to do this. This is part of the wonderful benefits of meeting in these little segments. So enjoy both of them. And let's have our takeaways today, and then we'll go ahead and we'll close our heart light circle. So we didn't close our records, did we? So great. We didn't have any discussion, really. So if you still have the energy in your records, just reconnect more with more awareness with them through your intention. You might like to place your hand on your heart and get out of your head. Take a breath, relax, and ask your records for what your takeaway, your one word if you can, is for today. And write it down. Is there anybody that needs a little more time? You're good? All right. Christy, what did you find?
My takeaway was strength.
Ah, love it. Thank you. Jennifer?
I think practice.
You know, yeah, this is my litany in the record. Practice, practice, practice. Everybody laughs after a while. It's like, you know, by the time we get into a few more of these calls, you'll hear me say that frequently. So I think you're just being right in track with what is going on. Thank you, Jennifer. Valerie?
Intrigued.
Intrigued. Great place to be. Thank you. Wendy?
Feeling complete.
Right. Imagine what you'll feel like by the end of the whole thing. It'll be great. All righty. And Will?
Purity.
Lovely. That is wonderful. I love that aspect of pure channels. Yes. And mine was amplification. All right. So let's just absorb all of those with delight. And I invite those people in independent study to add yours to our list. It really helps you to see where you were at the end of each one of these sections. So I invite you to bring your attention back now to our heart light circle we created together at the beginning of this section. Now you know if you're visual, feeling, or knowing, sensing it in some way, you'll have a better conception of what you're doing from looking at all of our clairs. So reconnect with the flow of light around the circle for a couple of times. Sense or know or feel, see. And as that circle of light is flowing around with all of our energy and our love, we thank the records and all highest beings of light who have supported and assisted our learning process today. And it is with great gratitude we now release our heart light circle, all our prayers and intentions to the divine. Then as this energy circles back to you one last time, disengage now and bring your focus back just to your personal heart light. Notice how bright it is. Feel how expanded your heart center is from all that you have experienced. Bring all parts of you back to yourself now, completely releasing all other connections. Yes, and thank you so much for another great time together. During our next section, section 5, we will explore why forgiveness is often a crucial part of transformation. We will learn about and be attuned to another important Akashic prayer process, the prayer of forgiveness. And then we will have the opportunity to work with two more great integration processes designed to deepen and integrate working with your records to forgive what you previously may have found challenging to release. So, until we meet again, may you live in radiance and love.